the hell is this, a joke?
No, Mr. Speaker. All right, yes it is, okay. Welcome back, 1244, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Here's a man who is never a joke. Ladies and gentlemen, the very serious Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Andy.
Rare in-studio appearance.
Yeah, do I need to lighten things up more?
Yeah. No. Okay. Of course not. No, you do a fine job.
Well, thank you.
All right, I saw your story. The president blamed employers for some woes of working families. What was this about?
It's an election year, so a lot of it is about trying to win the midterms. But the White House put on their first ever summit, what they called their Summit for Working Families, yesterday at a hotel in D.C. And they pulled out all the stars from the White House. You know, that Joe Biden started off the morning, and his wife Jill was with him, and Michelle Obama closed the event yesterday.
Wow.
Excuse me. And in midday, the president came and gave a talk, and he even took a few people out to lunch first at Chipotle nearby, and had a burrito bowl, you know, and stuck his arm over the sneeze guard. I think
I
saw that picture.
And actually, I have a picture of him with his whole head is over the sneeze guard. And, of course, the sneeze guard is there to keep people from doing exactly that.
And did you see the face of the lady behind him in line kind of going like, what is going on here?
But he tells parents that they're not really responsible for not being able to spend more time with their children. I mean, come on.
That was his thrust, and you know, he's saying, you know, we're one of three countries in the world that don't have paid maternity leave, for example, as a standard policy across the country, and that's true. And a lot of people yesterday were looking at him and saying, well, then where's your proposal? And you know, if you're gonna put your mouth out there, you know, back
it up.
Really, that's true. And he really hasn't. And you know, they're saying that the White House, well, it's because obviously Republicans control the House, and they'll never go for anything like a paid maternity leave. So you know, we can't do that.
All right, but he could, through executive order, create that atmosphere within federal agencies?
Only apparently within the White House, which he has.
Oh, okay.
He cannot control all federal agencies, but he did direct the Department of Labor yesterday to look into new policies for, you know, more flexible workplace rules within the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Granting more time off, more flexibility. And then he went down the path of we should be more like France.
He did. You know, that
France
was kind
has
of
got one of the highest unemployment rates in the world right now. In fact, the worst in their own history. It's going up 3.5% in France in the last year.
That was kind of a jaw-dropping moment for me. He said, you know, this is not rocket science. If France can figure it out, I'm literally quoting him, if France can figure it out, surely we can figure it out. You know, France has a mandatory 35-hour work week,
and
4 months of paid maternity leave. So
and free croissants, if I understand correctly. You know, I mean, what else can...
I'm sure there's a lot of workers in the United States who would go for that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then he praised Michelle for struggling to keep a balance between work and raising the girls while he was away. She was making $300,000 a year working for a hospital in a position that no longer exists with the hospital. And I imagine that is a real struggle to find daycare if you're only making $300,000 a year. I mean, how are we supposed to relate to that?
Yeah, I know. And people are looking at them, of course, through the prism of what they are now. And they're very wealthy now. Their books have done well, and they have all sorts of people to help them care for their girls. But there was a time when he was a state senator, you know, and he was away. His point was he was away in the state capitol in Springfield, not in Chicago, most of the work year, and therefore his wife was left with the girls who were much younger and needed a lot of shuttling around, and so that was a problem.
And he also paid tribute to his mom and his grandmother, right? The grandmother, I sort of understand, but didn't the mom have all kinds of problems when it came to support?
You know, I'm not remembering her work history, and I don't know. She did leave him with her parents at some point, and his grandmother was a bank employee and felt, according to him, a lot of resentment that, you know, she only had a high school education, and she knew a lot more than a lot of guys who were being promoted ahead of her in the banking industry.
Yeah. All right, I want to get back to Biden for a minute because he made the remark he's the poorest man in Congress. Although he was wearing a nice suit, he said, right?
Yes.
He has a good pension.
He was sort of poking fun at himself, but at the same time, it's interesting because, you know, it's in the context of course, you remember Hillary Clinton last week or the week before on her book tour saying, you know, gosh, I was dead broke when I left the White House.
Yeah.
And of course, there was an uproar about that and, oh, how bad did you have it really when now you have, you know, like four houses and
right. But she's truly not well off. That was the last comment.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But, if you're looking ahead to 2016 and if you consider that Joe Biden still might be a potential candidate, he's putting out there the idea that he's a regular guy and he's not as wealthy as all these other dudes in Washington.
Right. Still makes pretty good coin, though. I mean, the guy's making a couple hundred a year. She's making money.
He makes $230,000 as vice president.
Yeah.
A standard salary, and together he and his wife made a little over $400,000 last year.
Yeah, and let's face it, he's also a landlord for the Secret Service.
Exactly. $2,200 a month from the U.S. government to protect him.
Yeah. Huh. Can't make it up, folks. All right, so what's on tap for today? Anything? I notice you're in here, which normally means the president's not doing anything.
That's right.
Because he won't do a thing without you.
I'm on my way to the White House, actually.
Oh, you are?
To cover,
oh, okay.
The National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, is giving a talk this afternoon on human rights involving gays abroad. And
really?
Yes, I think that'll be interesting.
I'm glad you're going, not me.
Somebody mentioned to me, geez, there's a lot of other hot spots in the world, you know, right now, like Iraq, and here we have the National Security Advisor talking about
really
human rights for gay people abroad, but we'll see what her point is.
Yeah. You think she'll mention the video? No, probably not.
I don't think so.
Right. Okay. But he's got nothing really happening today? Or?
You know, I forget what's on his schedule. He's meeting with, I think, the defense secretary this afternoon, and let's see what else he's
got. Hey, a little bit of fireworks yesterday at the daily briefing?
Yes, there were.
Briefing.
It was interesting, wasn't it? Did you catch that?
I picked up that there was something at the end. A reporter got on, what's the guy's name, Josh?
Josh Ernest.
Ernest, he's the new guy.
It was his very first day as the new press secretary.
Flying solo, yeah.
And it was interesting to me because he was asked during the briefing, has the president made any phone calls to leaders in Iraq, prime minister, about what's going on there? And he said, I have no presidential phone calls to read out to you today, which I think gave reporters the impression that the president didn't make any phone calls to any world leaders yesterday. But then at the very end of the briefing, another reporter asked, this reporter said to Josh Ernest, well, we just got a report over my BlackBerry that the Kremlin says the president called President Putin in Russia today about Ukraine. Can you tell us anything about that? And Josh Ernest said, oh, I'm glad you asked. And he opened up his briefing book and he had a prepared statement about it. And he told the reporters what the conversation was about. And then he got jumped on by the other reporters who said, wait a minute, you said there were no presidential phone calls. And he said in his defense, I was just talking about Iraq. You just asked me about Iraq. You weren't asking me about any phone calls at all.
Oh.
And one of the reporters got really huffy, I thought, with him and said, are we supposed to ask you about everything all over the map every day, you know, and he kind of fled the podium at that point.
Yeah, I was going to say, welcome.
And there were reports out there, you know, within an hour that the Josh Ernest's honeymoon is over. With the
yeah, no kidding.
His first day.
It lasted, what, 48 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, very good. Have fun on your drive down to the White House, and we will talk again.
All right, Andy, thanks.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, 1253, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.